Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
In Riverland, we're talking about my chickens. I bought five, have two definite roosters, one maybe rooster, and definitely two hens. And we were basing our judgment on whether we had roosters or not, based on whether they had the red comb on their head, a big one, and tail feathers. And I've now just found out that that is not the way to do it. The reason I'm looking into this a little further is because on Saturday, my partner, Corb, went down to check the chickens, as we do every day. Check their water, check their feed, pick up any eggs, because we are getting eggs, oddly enough. In amongst all this debacle, we are getting eggs. So he went down to check the chickens and he came back up to the house and he said to me, I think we may have misjudged whether our chicken, or our rooster rather, is in fact a rooster. And I said, what do you mean? The third chicken that we had judged to be a rooster and still looks like a rooster, I'm standing by that claim, it was sitting on an egg. I don't know what this means. Apparently, when Corbin, my partner, tried to take the chicken off the egg, it got really narky. It was like flapping around and quite broody, some would say. This is weird for two reasons. Firstly, of course, because we thought it was a rooster. Secondly, because there's another chicken or another hen in that group that's the same age as this rooster. And it's not laying yet. So either the rooster is not a rooster and it's laying eggs and it's broody and the other one's just a little bit slow, or the rooster is sitting on our laying hen's eggs and protecting them or something. Riverland, if you know anything about chickens and can help me determine whether my rooster is a rooster or isn't a rooster or is just a very motherly rooster, please let me know. Message me on Facebook, Magic931, or the Instagram page, also Magic931. Either all works, but I have to get to the bottom of this because I need to know how many eggs I can expect, and it's really not going to plan so far.